Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. You're welcome once again to Winning Every Day, your daily devotional podcast where we grow together in faith, hope, and divine strength. I'm truly glad you're tuned in today, and I trust that wherever you are, driving, at home, on your morning walk, or getting ready for work, this moment will be a blessing to you. Today's devotional is titled, God's Love That Never Fails. It's unconditional and everlasting. And our Bible text is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, which says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. In an issue of Guideposts magazine, there was a story shared by a woman named Debbie Johnson. Debbie worked with a ministry that served women coming out of prison. One of the women she mentored, named Linda, had lived a rough life, years of drug addiction, betrayal, broken relationships, and even abandoning her own children. When she finally gave her life to Christ, she struggled deeply with the idea that God could love her. How can God still love someone like me? She would often ask, with tears in her eyes. Debbie told her something profound. God's love is not like ours. He doesn't love you because of what you've done. He loves you in spite of it. His love doesn't have an expiration date. That answer began to heal something in Linda. She slowly began to accept that God's love wasn't based on her record, but on his nature. Maybe you're like Linda today. You've asked that same question. Can God still love me after everything I've done? Let me assure you, yes. 1,000 times, yes. God's love is unconditional, unfailing, and eternal. It's not performance-based. It's presence-based. He loves because he is love. 1 John 4, verse 8. Now, let me ask you, have you ever felt like you had to earn someone's love? Maybe a parent, a boss, or even a spouse. How did that feel? Exhausting, right? Draining. Never enough. But here's the good news. God's love doesn't ask you to perform. It asks you to rest. In Romans 5, verse 8, it says, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us before we even had the chance to say sorry. Let's reflect on this, dear friend. What would your life look like if you walked each day in full assurance that you are deeply loved by God? Not for what you do, but for who you are in him, because that's the truth. And when you know you are loved, really loved, it changes how you live. It brings peace to your heart. It gives you boldness to face the day. It fills you with security that the world cannot offer. Take 10 minutes today, yes, just 10, to be still and speak this over your life. I am loved by God. His love never fails. It covers my past, carries me in the present, and secures my future. Write it down. Say it aloud. Remind your heart. As you go today, repeat this after me. Today, I walk in the confidence of God's unfailing love. I am not defined by my past. I am embraced by his grace. I am loved without condition, chosen without merit, and kept by an everlasting covenant. I go into today fearless and full of hope. Nothing can separate me from God's love. Can I get an amen wherever you are? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love that never fails, never fades, and never gives up on us. Thank you for loving us not because we are perfect, but because you are. Lord, I pray for every listener today. May they walk in the reality of your unchanging love. Heal every wounded heart, restore every broken place, and let your love speak louder than every voice of guilt or shame. Go before them today. Surround them with favor, and let their lives reflect your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Family, God loves you, and that truth will carry you through anything. If today's message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone. Text the link to a friend, post it on your socials, or simply start a conversation about God's love with someone today. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year, on our website. Let's keep growing together. This is Winning Every Day, and I'm cheering you on. You're not just surviving, you're winning every single day. Until next time, stay loved, stay lifted, stay winning.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.